The June issue of the Journal of the American Medical Association is a volume of self-scrutiny. It consists of a number of journal articles about journal articles. The JAMA articles question how scientific journal contributors arrive at their findings, how their articles are edited, how critics are allowed to respond to them, even how the articles are publicized in press releases. One article contains a surprising statement that articles published in peer-reviewed journals are not necessarily scientifically sound. Dr. Drummond Rennie is deputy editor of the Journal of the American Medical Association.
If you think about it, medical journals, and certainly the very big ones, are going to try and publish science at the very edge. If everything is perfect, that is only possible when the science is 10 years or 20 years old, and who wants to know about that anyhow? So researchers are always giving their best shot. They try to make it as complete and perfect as they possibly can, but they can be mistaken. There's no guarantee that in 10 years' time, the articles that we publish today are all going to pan out to be true.
There is another article, of which you are a co-author, which is about honorary and ghost authorship in journal articles.
Yes.
And this article starts off with the finding that in 26% of review articles in 6 peer-reviewed medical journals, somebody is credited as an author for articles who really shouldn't be, just an honorary authorship. And in 10%, somebody who should be credited as an author is not. Now, I'll point out that the article about this fact is authored by 9 people. It's only a 3-page article.
Yes. Well, it's a 3-page article because we tried to put in 30 articles in a very short journal so that the original article, when it was originally written, would be probably 3 times that length. The people who did the work, including myself, all feel that they contributed. What we are doing and what a number of journals are doing is adopting a suggestion that I and my colleagues made a few years ago, that every author reveal to the reader exactly what contribution they've made. This is a way of trying to root out those people who are given honorary authorship to lend their reputation to articles that they did nothing for it, which, of course, is totally disgraceful.
But authorship of a journal article is something different from James Joyce's authorship of a novel. It is, by its nature, a collective work. There are many different hands.
Yes, I think we can all agree that the sonnets of Shakespeare were probably written by the Earl of Essex or Anne Hathaway or somewhere. at any rate, they were written by one person.
Right.
And that's changed. Authorship used to be one person, and the problem has arisen, as with all human endeavors, the moment you get an average of 5 or 6 or 7 authors per paper, you get problems, and you get people being added for frivolous reasons, such as I've just said, or people being left out, either maliciously or just left out.
One of the problems this issue of the Journal of the American Medical Association deals with is not just the articles, but then what happens when there are press releases written about the articles.
Yes.
And there we really get into problems.
Well, we're all moved by hope. We're a bit moved by hype. But what gets people to do research is hope that new therapies are around the corner. It's very easy to seize on the hope and enthusiasm of a researcher and then report it and then get the public all jazzed up about it. Only too often that hope is unjustified.
Well, Dr. Rennie, thank you very much for talking with
Not
us today.
Not at all. I enjoyed it.
Dr. Drummond Rennie, who is the deputy editor of the Journal of the American Medical Association. And I'll just leave you with one useful finding of one of the articles published in this edition devoted to medical journal articles. It was found that in the task of prodding tardy reviewers to submit their reviews, the methods of calling up, sending them a fax, or sending them email were all shown to work equally well.